It's here and now. And how would you describe this? Space rock, stick to the roof of your mouth, Latin funk. Both phrases have been used to refer to brownout. You're listening to their song JPT from the new CD Uzi. The group was formed years ago as an offshoot of the Austin-based Grammy Award-winning Grupo Fantasma, and maybe you caught them at Bonnaroo this year, performing with GZA of the Wu-Tang Clan. KUT Radio calls Adrian Quesada Brownout's Laredo-born mastermind, and he joins us from that station now. Welcome.
Hello.
What would you call the sound?
I would call that psychedelic rumba.
Rumba?
Yeah, it's an Afro-Cuban rhythm.
It's got like a Santana feel to it.
Yeah. That's, one of the things that he was doing, back in the early 70s.
Yeah. Well, we all remember Grupo Fantasma from Austin. They played a lot of shows with Prince, played at Austin City Limits. They won the Grammy in 2011 for Best Latin Rock Alternative or Urban Album, El Existencial. Let's listen to El Consejo, just to remind ourselves. So the fabulously, the acclaimed Grupo Fantasma, of which you were a part, why form Brownout?
You know, what's funny, because Brownout was actually probably the band that predated Grupo Fantasma. We just weren't that organized back then, and we were doing house parties and coffee shops and just kind of playing for fun. But before we gave Grupo Fantasma a name and a concept, we were already playing, and the music we were playing was probably closer to what we're doing now with Brownout. And 11 years flew by, and it was Grupo Fantasma. But a few years into it, we decided to just, we kind of made the joke of let's get the band back together, but we decided to just start playing funk stuff. And then all of a sudden, we wrote a few originals. We recorded a couple of singles that did really well in the UK and all over Europe. And actually, it turns out in Japan and places we had no idea it was even out. And in a way, it makes both bands better, and it keeps our funk chops up and just kind of keeps us into it, really keeps both exciting.
Well, again, just so people have a description of Grupo Fantasma, we heard a little of it, but blogcritics.org says Grupo Fantasma encapsulates the melting pop culture of the Mexico-Texas border, weaving cumbia, that's a sort of Colombian Panamanian mashup, with Mexican ballads, rock, and Chicago-style horn. And as you said, Brownout could let you let your funk loose. Let's listen to some more of Brownout. This is Flaximus. Do you feel different when you're in Brownout as opposed to Grupo Fantasma? Does it feel different to be in the band?
It definitely does, for sure, because Grupo Fantasma has two vocalists, two amazing vocalists, and the instrumental band is kind of behind them. In a way, with Brownout, it's like the band itself gets to kind of step to the forefront. We don't really have a front person. We don't really have a lead vocalist. We just all kind of sing what we've affectionately called brocals. Everybody sings at the same time. And, it's kind of in the spirit of the early 70s stuff that we were really into.
Stuff like what? I'd be curious.
Everything from, war to mandrel. A lot of the experiments of the early 70s where everybody was kind of singing at once. It's a nod to, a lot of the Afro-Cuban stuff that we all liked. And also just, I think, an excuse to have everybody kind of be involved. And at the same time, just kind of covers up that we don't really have a lead singer.
Let's listen to how that sounds. Andy is the song. Adrian Quesada, nobody in this little room that I'm sitting in is sitting still. You really get to move around. Well, how did this all happen for you? Again, Laredo born. We read your father was a truck driver. You say you got your work ethic from him. You drove some trucks for a while?
I did job training, sort of learning how to drive trucks when I was in high school, but the only way I could get a CDL was
a certified driver's license.
Commercial driver's license.
Commercial driver's license.
Was in Mexico, so I would go with a driver to the border, and then we'd switch, and I would drive in Mexico and just learn how to do it. You know, my dad wanted me to, you know, follow in his footsteps in his line of business, so he wanted me to learn every aspect of what he did.
Was he an immigrant? Had he come from Mexico?
No. My parents were... I grew up on the border. Half my family was from the Mexican side, half was from the U.S. side, but they actually lived, my mom's side lived in Mexico, my dad's side lived in the U.S., but back then it was pretty common to live between the two cities and just kind of go back and forth.
And now?
And now you don't really, a lot of people don't cross a lot of times because it's pretty violent in a lot of the border cities now.
Well, and that was something we were thinking about. You know, Hispanics couldn't be more in the news here in the U.S., the debate over the DREAM Act, immigration laws, Arizona, Alabama. Do these topics make their way into your music?
They do. You know, we had touched on some themes. We had a song on our last record called Águilas and Cobras. The tune was called Con el Cuete. And, you know, it kind of touched on the violence down in the border. And for me, at the time when I wrote that one, it was... It's just kind of sad. It's unfortunate that the only time my hometown is in the news is for something negative, you know. So yeah. It does definitely come out. You know, it comes out in some of the stuff that we write about for sure.
Well, and what's your expectation? I mean, given the rise in population of Hispanics in the U.S., do you expect a rise in popularity in your music?
You know, people have been saying that forever. I mean, since we first started, Grupo Fantasma. But, you know, we never think of it like that. You know, as long as, you know, myself, our friends, and our family likes it.
Well, Prince liked your music. Let's listen to a little of Grupo Fantasma with Prince. Look outside your window, tell me now what you see. Coming up the mountain, a new philosophy. Every single color, every race and every creed. Well, Adrian Quesada, again, of both Grupo Fantasma and Brownout, who do you want to play with next? You've also, we mentioned you played at Bonnaroo with GZA of the Wu-Tang Clan. What are some other plans?
Well, we have a lot more stuff with GZA lined up, which has been amazing, and Grupo Fantasma touring, and hopefully some new Brownout music soon. And we're little by little starting to kind of plan the next Grupo Fantasma record.
You could do a double bill with yourself.
We have done it. Oh, yeah. We have done that.
Do you like literally? And now, you know, Grupo Fantasma, and then coming up next, Brownout, and you go off and come back like what with
That's
different
exactly
clothes?
Exactly what we've done, and we've even like changed clothes and stuff. But I think it's fairly obvious that it's the same band. But we just think it's hilarious. Maybe nobody else thinks it's funny, but
you just wait for the day when someone comes up and whispers to you, you know, I loved your band, but that other group.
But we tried to create a fake rivalry one time at the Austin Music Awards because Brownout won the award that Grupo Fantasma had won. Won the year before, and got up there and kind of said, you know, it's about time somebody takes it from those Grupo Fantasma chumps, and tried to see if it didn't really make any waves, but we tried to start a fake rivalry.
That's Adrian Quesada of both the groups Brownout and Grupo Fantasma. Brownout's new CD is Uzi. Adrian, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We leave you with Brownout's Meter Beater. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.